Seattle's Morning News. Gene therapy has just taken a leap to the next level. You may have seen the story last week about research doctors in Oregon who actually removed, clipped out a genetic defect in a human embryo. They did this successfully. It apparently, had the embryo been implanted and carried to term, would have been a permanent fix. But this could be a game changer. So let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. This is a highly technical procedure. It uses a sort of gene editing software. But give us the overall view of what these doctors did, Dr. Cohen.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first of all, you're right. This is a pretty complicated and pretty technical topic. But the technique they used is called CRISPR. And even the words that the acronym stands for are complicated. It stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, or wow. CRISPR. And it's actually combined with an enzyme called Cas9. They deliver this enzyme into the cell, and it allows for editing of chromosomes, the genetic information that makes up who we are. And when we reproduce, we pass that information on to our offspring. So why is this important? Well, first of all, there are over 10,000 inherited disorders that are based on single gene mutations. The idea is that if you can somehow affect these single gene disorders during the embryonic period, that you can actually prevent them from ever developing. So these scientists, what they did is they used this CRISPR technique to be able to modify embryos at the time of fertilization. So they took eggs from mothers that did not have any gene abnormalities, and they took sperm from donors who had this MYBPC3 mutation, which causes a condition from my field, which is called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And at the time they fertilize the egg, they also inject this enzyme, this Cas9 enzyme, to try and modify it from having this genetic deformity. They also had to inject some other genetic material called RNA. Well, when they did this, they found that the offspring of this fertilization, all of them were free of the mutation.
So it worked. So
it worked. It was big news. Now, why is it big news now? Is it that nobody's ever tried this before? Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, it's the first time it's been tried in the United States, and it was successful. It was done at OHSU, Oregon Health Sciences University. But the other reason it's important is because the Chinese have been doing it, but they've been doing it later on in the sequence. So they've actually waited until the egg was fertilized and that there was already the formation of an embryo. And then they tried using this CRISPR technology. And some of the cells were fixed, but not all of the cells. And the other cells had something which is called mosaicism, where there's a blending of normal and abnormal. So this is really the first time that it was done where all the cells were fixed.
So then this is pretty critical in the timing. I'm trying to figure out how this would be used in the real world. These were eggs and sperm that were mated in the lab with people who were known to have this defect. It would be much more difficult then to diagnose something on the fly and then repair it later, because you wouldn't be intercepting the process at an early enough time.
Dave, you're exactly right. And so the thing is, it would be used in the planning for a couple, right? So if somebody knew that they had a specific gene defect, that it could be then used to do in vitro fertilization. You could use the actual mother's egg and the father's sperm, and you could then fertilize it in a test tube, so to speak, but inject the CRISPR technology to fix the defect, and then once the embryo started to form, you could then implant it in the mother's uterus and allow the baby to develop, and theoretically it would develop free of disease.
So what happens if you don't intercept it at precisely the right time?
Well, ideally, you would be able to tinker with it later in the process, but that's what's been tried and hasn't worked, and that's where this mosaicism has developed from. So right now, it would have to be right at the time of fertilization based on this study. The second part of it is the ethical concerns, and this is where there's been a lot of discussion, because theoretically, you could have so-called designer babies. You could actually make somebody who could be more athletic or who could have a higher intelligence, or who could have certain color eyes and so forth. So this is where the ethical concerns have come in. So, of course, these ethical concerns are really quite significant. Even the U.S. Director of National Intelligence in a report said that gene editing is a weapon of mass destruction threat. And he described that this type of research could be used to create, for example, mosquitoes that could wipe out the entire population because they could carry diseases and so forth. So it's actually very complicated, because there are risks associated with it that extend not just from altering what we do with human life, but actually carry a much greater global threat.
Dr. Goren Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.